Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the fifth week of Easter, May 7th, 2026. And our passage today comes from St. John, where he writes in his Gospel, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love.'" There is a quiet longing in every human heart, a desire not just to be noticed, but to be known, to be held and loved without condition. We search for this love in many places, in relationships, in success, in affirmations. Yet even our best human loves, beautiful as they are, can falter, fade, or fail to fully satisfy the depth of that longing. Into this ache, Jesus speaks words that are as tender as they are profound. "As the Father loves me," he says, "so I also love you. Remain in my love." This is not a metaphor. This is a revelation. The very love that flows externally between the Father and the Son, the perfect, unbroken, infinite love of the Trinity, is the same love Jesus pours into our hearts. He does not offer us a lesser love, a diluted version fit for human limits. He invites us into divine love itself. And yet he says something that can be unsettling. "If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love." At first glance, it can sound conditional, as if love must be earned. But Jesus is not describing a transaction. He is describing a relationship. To remain in his love is not about winning it, but about staying rooted in it. A branch does not earn life from the vine. It receives life by staying connected. When it separates, it withers, not because the vine has rejected it, but because it has lost its source. So it is with us. Jesus' commandments are not arbitrary rules imposed from the outside. They are the shape of love lived out. They are the way we stay connected to the life of God already given to us. To forgive when it is difficult, to love when it costs us something, to choose truth over convenience, to serve rather than be served. These are not burdens meant to weigh us down. They are pathways that keep us within the flow of divine love. Imagine a small story. A young boy once asked his grandmother, "How do I know that you love me?" She smiled and said, "Come with me." She took him into the kitchen and began baking bread. She measured flour, added yeast, kneaded the dough. The boy watched impatiently. "Why all this work?" he asked. "So you can eat," she replied. Hours later, when the bread was warm and ready, she placed it in his hands. "This is my love for you," she said. "Not just in words, but in what I do for you and what I teach you to do." Love, you see, is not only something we feel, it is something we live. Jesus has shown us the work of divine love, obedience to the Father, even unto death on the cross. And now he invites us not just to admire that love, but to enter into it. To remain in his love is to let his life become our life. This changes everything. It means that when we struggle to love, we are not starting from emptiness. We are drawing from a love already given to us. It means that when we fail, we are not cast out. We are invited back to abide in him again. It means that holiness is not about perfection, but about staying close. In contemplative prayer, we begin to realize something astonishing. We are not striving to climb up to God. We are learning to rest in the love that already surrounds and sustains us. Remain in my love. These words are not a command shouted from a distance. They are an invitation whispered from the heart of Christ. Remain. Stay. Abide. Not just in moments of prayer, but in the ordinary rhythm of your day, in your conversations, in your work, in your hidden sacrifices. Remain when it is easy and remain when it is difficult. For the love he offers is not fleeting. It is the very life of God given to you right now. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have loved us with the very love of the Father. Teach us to remain in that love. When we are restless, draw us back to you. When we are afraid, remind us that we are held. When we struggle to follow your commandments, give us the grace to trust that they lead us deeper into your heart. Help us to abide in you, not only in prayer, but in every moment of our lives. May your love take root in us, so that through us others may come to know the joy of being loved by you. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a passage from one of the Gospels and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.